you know, some of these songs aren't about me, but there are inevitably pieces of yourself in it. I mean, how else could I write songs about life? I mean, I don't think I would be able to deliver them convincingly if I didn't believe them or have a piece of myself in them.
It's hard to write about life without living it. So Kathleen Edwards took her time at home between albums. And whether the stories on Asking for Flowers are hers or not, she's honed her gift for telling tough live tales. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Kathleen Edwards' way with words, four-letter or otherwise, quickly earned her attention in 2003 with the album Failer, where songs like 6 o'clock News introduced us to likable but troubled characters trying to hold on to hope in dark times. Somber scenes balance with humor and attitude once again on the new album, Asking for Flowers, but Kathleen owns every word even more. That's partly due to her growth as a writer and partly because of the people behind her, including her husband and guitarist Colin Cripps and veteran producer Jim Scott. During a stop at FUV, Kathleen told host Claudia Marshall that she likes the cryptic side of songwriting, but she didn't hold back explaining the stories behind two of her songs, The Cheapest Key and the title track, Asking for Flowers.
It's about a really close friend of mine who reached out to me in probably some of the hardest months of her life and came to a head at a point, and I had to go and stay with her for a while. And during that time, she, it was sort of at the end of a relationship for her, and she sort of confessed to me that she felt like her life had been years and years of asking for flowers. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, I feel like I've been in the company of people who, you can't ask for flowers. People have to want to give them to you. And I thought that was so poignant about everything, not just from the approach of her needing compassion and patience and understanding in really difficult time, but maybe also that translating to so many different ways that we treat each other as people, even as strangers on the street. And for sure, there are things about myself that I invested in that. I mean, those aren't lines that she said to me. Those are things I interpreted as struggles that she probably thinks about a lot. And I think everyone, those are struggles I have too.
And time is just an anchor. 7 years, I think I'm right. Now you change your number. It's like a noose around my life. Every pill I took in vain. Every meal for you I made. Every penny I put away. And asking for just asking you to be nice. Don't tell me you're too tired. 10 years I've been working nights.
I love this idea that a key could be cheaper than any other key. Like, for instance, what would the cheapest key be? A flat. Where did that come from?
It came from a backstage conversation. There's been a guy I've been touring with named Justin Rutledge. And his guitar player, David Baxter, and I were talking backstage over some drinks one night. And we were joking about how the reason I have to pay Colin so much is because I pick all these complicated keys. And, Colin's one of those guys who can navigate his way around the harder keys. And then my friend David Baxter said, jokingly about the reflection of his paycheck that the guy he works for must write all his songs in the cheapest keys. And I just thought that was so, it was just like this funny moment. And then I realized that is a great song idea. And it could just be like a kiss-off song, like see you later. But it actually is about, a dispute I had with somebody about songwriting credit. So it still actually works all in the same package.
Peace for all the times I bit my tongue. B is for bull and you fed me sob. C is for charity and now you're mine. D is for dollars but you're counting the eyes. E is the exit sign backstage at shows. F is my favorite letter as you know. G is for God loves a patient man who spends his days living in ego land. You who is writing in the cheapest key. Cheapest key. You always play me in the G. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Kathleen Edwards and Colin Cripps with The Cheapest Key, recorded live at WFUV. You can hear the whole interview and performance in our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.